Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Jim
Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Everybody's a comedian. Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and we're having a great visit with a new friend, but not for long. Chuck Baker's here. Chuck is the president of the American Short Line and Railroad Association. That's ASLRRA.org. Is that right? Put a .org on that?
That's exactly right.
ASLRRA.org. Check it out, folks. So there are three classes of railroads. We're celebrating the Steiger's Act, folks, which deregulated the railroad industry, saved the railroad industry, and really, I don't think it's hyperbole, Chuck, to say that the economic expansion that we've enjoyed since the 1980s, folks, it's been over a 40-year period. We've amassed an amazing economic expansion. I think we can attribute a lot of that to this deregulation that happened in those days, don't you think?
I totally agree with that. It's certainly, if you lump in the airline deregulation and the trucking deregulation that happened around the same time. But, you know, for railroads, we like to call them the arteries of commerce. It's a little bit of a hidden industry. Not too many people know that much about it.
Well, it's not as much a part of local towns as it used to be. There was a time in America.
That's right.
Railroads were part of Americana until the last 20 years or so. But it was a time when the railroad was everything to a community. But I want to come back and quickly. Class one railroads are like Northern Southern and Union Pacific and the big railroads like that. Then the class twos are what?
That's right.
Class twos are what? What size are they?
So the class ones, like you said, those are the seven biggest ones in North America. Those are the ones, you know, if anybody has heard of a freight railroad, those would be the ones you've heard of: Norfolk Southern, Union Pacific, BNSF, CSX. There are about 20 or so class twos. We call those regional railroads. It's sort of the more, kind of regular way to refer to them. And those would be railroads that are between about $40 million and about $400 million of annual revenue. Mm-hmm. It could be like Montana Rail Link, Florida right. East Coast Railway, Pan Am Railways, and then there's actually about 580 very small business railroads. They're called Class Three railroads, and there's 580 of them all over the country. They're in every state except Hawaii. Some of them are like the ones you were talking about with your dad, where they're a 13-mile spur line mm-hmm. with just a few employees and just a couple of customers.
And
some of them are a little bigger, you know, 70.
How many of those are there?
So there's 580 small business railroads, class three railroads all over the country. Yeah.
And they're anywhere from a few miles to several miles. They connect railroads. They'll connect the Union Pacific and Montana, or they'll connect CSX and Norfolk Southern. Down through the middle of a state, they'll connect them. They're running east and west, and these will connect them north and south. And so the deregulation helped these, but it also created entrepreneurs, railroad entrepreneurs, and you've got stories
that
you guys talk about, And of course, when an entrepreneur creates an opportunity, other entrepreneurs create niches off those opportunities, right?
It's a whole ecosystem. The creativity and the hustle and the innovation of the folks who run short lines, you know, never ceases to amaze me. And they get to know their communities and their customers really well. And I'm sure, just like you hear from small businesses kind of constantly, but they hustle and they scrape and they fight and for every carload of business, you know. And
is there any? I've only got about a minute, Chuck. Is there any pressure on railroads right now, or is politics kind of leaving them alone? Is the railroad industry in pretty good shape right now?
Well, there are some pressures that we worry about. There's a little bit of, some folks who want to increase some of the regulation through the Surface Transportation Board. And then probably the biggest pressure is actually on crew size at the moment. There are some folks who want to mandate how many people the railroads have to have on a train to run the train, which we think is a bad idea when we look at our competition.
A lot fewer than it used to be. It used to be several. Now there's not as many because there are no cabooses anymore. Hey, Chuck, will you come back? We got a lot more to talk about. Will you come back?
I would love to. Anytime.
Give us that website one more time, please.
ASLRRA.org.
And we're celebrating the Staggers Act. Folks, look that up. You don't want to miss you. You want to know that history. Chuck Baker, folks, we'll get him back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.